TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Let me start recording.
Hey guys, I got some shit I gotta say.
About what topic? Oh, about the new season of The Mandalorian. Well, no spoilies. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the second episode yet.
Oh, I saw the second episode. Things happened, Tim.
They do.
Did half of Tatooine repudiate Jabba the Hutt? Pre-show banter accomplished.
Yes.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
That it was at Four Seasons Total Landscaping in Philadelphia. This is a small landscaping business next to a crematorium and a dildo shop. No, seriously, cut this shit.
Nope, no cutting. Especially the revelation that Noah had to hear it twice.
They could have been blind, stupid, or ignorant 4 years ago, but they're not anymore, and they're still fucking voting for him.
He's hulking out. And when you hear this sound,
no one's going to take our democracy away from us.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Side note, how do you say divisive?
Like that?
Divisive.
Or is divisive a different word that sounds like divisive but means something else?
Nope.
I think you say divisive if you're European.
Yes.
Okay. Like all over like the coverage, they've been like people have been saying divisive. And I'm like, is this another word I don't know of that sounds kind of similar and means something similar?
If it
you
is,
say
I'm so
divisive, I say divisive.
All right. Well, who are you? Who
you
are we?
Say
welcome.
Submissive, and I say submissive. Divisive, divisive, submissive, submissive.
Let's get the whips and chains.
Welcome to Trump Cast, guys.
Oh,
I tried to get us 4 more years. It didn't happen. Sorry.
I'm Tim, the T in Trump Cast.
I'm Andy, the A.
I'm Noah, the N in Trump Nut Cast, because there's no N in Trump Cast. So
is it Trump Nut?
Trump Nut Cast.
Yep. They're like truck nuts, but fatter and more
orange.
Racist. You can be more certain that the drivers are racist.
And very tiny hands.
Yep.
So we did it. We're here. We made it past election day.
Yep.
Yep, we did.
Someone in Scotland was worried about us. Hang on. Let me get the email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TanCast. Listeners to our email.
I saw that email. I saw your reply.
I hope she's okay with us reading. I hope. Wait. Am I correct? Am I misgendering somebody?
Maybe.
It is. Well,
I think Ellen is a solidly female name. Am I wrong?
Sure. But it doesn't mean they identify as female.
You're
this
right.
Is true.
I've also seen pictures of them. And if you were to look at them, they followed me on Instagram.
Oh, look at you.
And they make, which is nice. You know what? Maybe they don't want the whole world knowing all that. You can cut that out.
I mean, because I'm about to say their first name.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know
they
how much
they follow me on
wonder.
Instagram and they make bacock.
They make chicken noises?
Yeah.
What? What's going on?
Oh, and here it is. Okay.
Okay.
I thought I only had the reply. I mean, the reply after the reply. I love that. This is the great. This is how it starts. Fuck sakes, guys.
Fuck sakes, indeed.
I also like the, yeah, well, we'll talk about the follow-up email, but I think that's funny.
Yes. Hope you all are okay. I've been listening to you for many, many years. Honestly, I worry this election must be taking its toll on you all. I mean,
No more so than usual.
No more so than 2016 did.
Yeah. I mean, way less so than 2016 did in a lot of ways. Watching from Scotland, where we never won shit until the independence push, I can only imagine the suffering of the last few days. To be fair, pardon me. To be fair, probably mostly Andy. Crazy close in Georgia. I've taken to watching CNN. Always a bad sign. Thankfully, they can't broadcast adverts in the UK, so every 10 minutes or so, they cut to 30 seconds of calm. Random waterfalls or some shit.
Wait, what? They can't broadcast advertisements there? I'm moving.
I believe it's only on the news.
Oh, got you.
Which is why BBC News is so far better than any of our news sources.
Wait, is CNN a bad channel to watch for news?
Yes.
I mean, in as much as all of them have some sort of corporate overlords.
Okay, gotcha.
And have to, you know, make their sponsors happy. And so they have to drum up drama and excitement in stories that don't necessarily need it.
Yeah. CNN also absolutely refuses to take a position on anything and will look for, like CNN is notorious for giving truth and lie equal time and calling that balance.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just listen to NPR. That's where I get my news.
Yeah, no, NPR, absolutely.
Back to the letter.
Yes.
Rich Hall described it perfectly as them getting people in boxes agreeing with other people in boxes. 24-hour news is so toxic, but I'm not ready to look away, even if it means feeling shitty tomorrow. Hopefully the way things are going Monday will be brighter. Anyway, I just want to let you know I'm thinking of you all. Thank you for Tancast. Please don't stop. Please! Hanging in there, Scotland's number one Tancast fan, Ellen X. I didn't know she was an X-Man.
She has the power of curse words.
Yes, her follow-up email says, apologies for all the swearing and havering nonsense in my last email. I really shouldn't drink and type. Facepalm emoji. All the best wishes, Ellen.
Which wasn't really that much cussing, and also fucking this is Tancast. Like,
yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
And if that was havering,
try to tell us about.
I mean, sober, I make less cogent points. So.
And now I've heard the word havering used outside that that's 5,000 miles song.
500 miles.
No, it's 5,000. That's the sequel song.
Okay.
they even more wanted to fall down.
Is that havering?
Door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I haver, well, I know I'm gonna be the man that's havering to you.
I don't know why. I somehow heard it like as some other word for puking.
Ah, no. It's like, it's logorrhea. So it's like word vomit, but not vomit.
I thought it was like heaving or heaving. I thought it was like that was more. Okay. All right. Yeah. Good to know.
Thanks for the email, Ellen. It brightened all our days. Well, it brightened my day. I can't speak for the other two.
Brightened mine too. By the way, I saw that the email went to yourmom@tancast.com. But if it gives you an idea about how much we accept cursing, besides the fact that we do so, just so much on the show and also not on the show. Another way to reach all three of us is fucktards@tancast.com. For the tards part, I will point out that we came up with that about 12 years ago. We might make different choices now, but I guess we're stuck with it because I'm too lazy to change it. So.
Change it to fuck manly challenge.
Nope. Nope. Don't do that at all.
That's worse. No, actually, that is worse.
What is the correct terminology these days?
Well, we don't actually want to talk about mentally ill people in our email address.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk about, simple idiots. You know, the normal kind. The kind that you see, like, you know, amusing themselves with shit like, I don't know, talking to each other about farts in a restaurant for 3 hours.
Yeah. The willfully idiotic. That's what fucktards at the time, even at the time, was intended to indicate. We're not like mentally challenged. We haven't had any brain damage. We choose to be this way.
We should change it to quumps@tancast.com.
But then everybody's got to spell quumps all the time, and that's a word we made up. You can probably get a good guess at it.
But that's
as opposed to fucktards, a word that's in the Webster's Dictionary or something?
If you Google fucktard, you will find that it is in more widespread use than quump. So, yeah.
And whose fault is that?
Ours.
And
yes.
New Zealand's for really not pushing it.
Clearly.
New Zealand.
I mean, Scottish has got away with slang. They got havering and a whole bunch of other shit. So yeah, Scotland, pick this up. Make a Scottish slang. Don't tell anyone where you got it.
Yeah.
They won't use it. Yeah. Yeah. So don't worry about cursing in our direction. Don't worry about filling our ears with words. We've been doing that. Please don't curse our erections. Oh, well, I mean, mine is, yeah, that's acceptable. That's, in fact, the proper way to reference my erection.
I mean, I guess if you come upon them, yes, go ahead. But if as long as they're kept where they're supposed to be.
I mean, if you're coming upon my erection, you better have permission from my wife.
and probably you, too.
Yeah, well, yes.
It's a two-pronged permission. You got to have two forms signed.
It's two-factor authentication.
I mean, I really have set up my wife as a delegated signer. So, you know, if she ticks that box, like if Leslie Jones hops on there, she doesn't need to ask me first. She knows if my wife gives her the thumb and the wink, she's good to go.
I didn't know she wasn't on Saturday Night Live anymore.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Indeed.
It's been a while since I watched a whole episode, but I watched one last night, probably in reference to what Andy wants to talk about.
Oh, I think I want to talk about something else.
The election? I kind of want to talk about the election.
But also that picture.
But yeah, I really want to talk about that picture I sent you guys.
What? What picture? So, what's going on? Hang on, I'll look it up while Andy talks.
I don't understand exactly what's going on, but yesterday morning, Trump tweeted that his lawyers were going to have a press conference at 11:30 a.m. at the Four Seasons in Philadelphia. That was very quickly deleted and replaced with a tweet that said, Philadelphia, because he can't even spell the fucking city names correctly and he ignores autocorrect. But anyways, he deleted it and replaced it with a correction that made it clear that it was at Four Seasons Total Landscaping in Philadelphia. This is a small landscaping business next to a crematorium and a dildo shop in a, like, whatever passes for a Trumpy area of Philadelphia or Philadelphia, whatever. I could not and still cannot wrap my brain around the sequence of events that led us there. But the press conference fucking happened. It was late. And it happened at the same time that people started calling the election. So the reporters who did show up and who stuck around, even though it was late, because a bunch of them were like, you know what? Fuck this. And like just walked away. When the news came in that like the AP and Associated Press, for all of our international listeners, that a bunch of different press groups and like that's like team ups from superheroes, these different groups, kind of like Reuters, that a bunch of these different like overarching press groups had all started to call the race for Biden, a bunch more of the reporters just like cut the feed, packed up the shit, like walked away. When they realized that it was just a bunch of bullshit with like no new evidence whatsoever, that it was just going to be Rudy Giuliani spouting bullshit as fact with no evidence presented to support him, whatever, that he was just going to lie, a bunch more packed up and left. But through it all, they were in the back fucking parking lot of Four Seasons Total Landscaping with Trump posters up on their garage door and a little podium in front of it and wires snaking in from fucking everywhere because this area is not meant to power the amount of fucking electronics that they needed to run a goddamn press conference. So yesterday we had the insanity of major news networks having crews, reporters, video, like uplink vans, the whole nine, descend upon the back parking lot of a landscaping company next to a dildo shop across the street from a crematorium to hear Rudy Giuliani lie. And I can only assume it happened because somebody looked up the Four Seasons and thought, oh, I know, that's rich guy shit. Made a phone call without checking the number, got an okay from a Trumpkin, and then had to live with that mistake and just went with it and decided it's just best not to comment about this. Like, let's not even talk about it. We'll go there. This has always been the plan. Of course we're going to Four Seasons. Have Corey Lewandowski tweet about how amazing this is a landscaping company. It's like, motherfucker, 99.999% of the people who follow your dumb, lying, shitty ass don't live in Philadelphia and can have their lawn serviced by these people. What the fuck? I do love that in the midst of all of that, the actual Four Seasons Hotel in Philadelphia got wind of all of this and tweeted, nope, not us. Just want to make this super clear. It's a landscaping company that has nothing to do with the hotel. It's like, dude, somebody miscommunicated badly, or somebody fucked up badly, or somebody just had like the weirdest idea of acceptable. And like everyone who could have said no, everyone who could have said, hey, maybe we look for somewhere else, everyone who could have called a fucking audible didn't. And they all just went up there and thought, if we play this poker face and Rudy lies a bunch, that'll be the story. And it fucking wasn't for once. For once, the insanity was the story. But I still can't understand the fucking insanity. My brain refuses to let this information in. I know a year from now, I'm going to wonder if this was a weird dream.
Nope. It's real life, Andy.
Part of me is saying all this shit on this episode so I can go back and listen to it and be like, okay, yeah, yeah. Like, seriously, I saved a picture of that place in my phone. So, like, I can go back and check. Just be like, nope, that's real. You found them on Google Maps. You took a screenshot and you saved it.
That's I don't know what to say. It's weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, also not totally unexpected with all this.
I mean, Hitler shot himself in the head in a bunker. Trump sent the former mayor of New York City to stand in a parking lot next to a dildo shop. Fascism falls apart in weird ways, guys.
Oh.
It's never dignified.
I'm curious, like, just like what the next year is going to look like. Next couple months.
The next couple months in Georgia are going to be fucking insane because we now hold the ability to hand the Senate to the Democrats or hand it back to Turtle fucking McConnell so that nothing happens for 2 years. And that's a lot.
I'm glad you guys have Stacey Abrams.
Me too. Me too.
However, so your runoff election is January 5th?
January 5th. Yep.
So in 15 days, California's after that, California's going to need a new senator. Just saying. Stacey, give us a call. I'm sure you have Gavin's number. Just ring him up.
Ring, ring.
Be like, bitch.
You said it? You said it?
I mean, she didn't run for senator here on purpose. She chose not to run in either of these.
She wouldn't have to run. She'd just have to walk on into the office and be like, what's up? Abrams, bitches. All right, clumps.
I thought you were from Georgia. Yeah, whatever. I'm from Georgia, California.
is that a thing?
It is now.
I'm from Flavortown. You about to taste some Abrams.
put some respect on my name. Wait, yeah. No, keep my name out your goddamn mouth, actually.
I heard you guys sent some loudmouth called Andy over to Atlanta, so he and I agree. I get his spot. He's an honorary Georgian. I'm an honorary Californian. We did a switchy-changey.
Penis.
That's going to work perfectly.
All right.
You can't tell anything was cut out, can you, listeners? No, it just randomly yelled penis for no reason. Not because you're resetting a conversation.
I mean, as Noah's wont to do. He'll just throw penis in there because he'll be like, hey, Ed has been talking too long.
Penis.
Penis.
Yeah, we need to start doing that so now they won't be able to tell which part. I guess they just yell penis now.
Oh, no one's giving it away again. We just cut more out.
Noah's choking out? Is he okay?
Or did we?
I hope not. Is that why he's yelling penis? He's stroking out. That's a masturbation joke.
He's stroking
something. I got you.
Because he's stroking.
I hear you.
Stroke it to the left. Stroke it to the right.
Yeah.
I don't remember the rest of that song.
Wait. All right. That's a song?
Yeah. It's called?
Stroken.
Yep.
I think I heard it on Dr. Demento many years ago. Or somewhere. I've heard it somewhere.
When we used to do karaoke at the Britannia Arms, Leo used to sing it.
Oh. Yep. Yes. That's where I've heard it.
Yeah.
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 Oh boy.
Oh, what's the name of the Green Day song?
Time of Your Life?
Bite my lip and close my eyes. Longview.
That was close.
Yep. Yeah, so he sings Stroken, but someone sang Longview and they got super mad at them.
Wait, what?
I think they put Longview in like before the restaurant part had closed and like all the families had fucked off.
I don't even know what that song's about.
I know what you're talking about.
I mean, one of the lines is when masturbation's lost its, was it joy?
Oh, I think. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess that doesn't seem that crazy to me, but yeah, I get my, maybe someone might want, not want their child to hear that.
If they're a whiny puss.
I mean, we all do it. Well, not all of us, but most of us. Well, just do it in private.
Yeah, when masturbation's lost, it's fun. You're fucking lonely. Yep, that was the line.
And you crossed it.
Well, someone did. At Britannia Arms. 15 years ago.
You better cross some motherfucking lines.
Yeah.
Drop yeah. I don't think you actually got to what you wanted to talk about. You got lost in the weeds of that fucking press conference.
Oh, yeah. No, well, that was it. I wanted to talk about that fucking press conference.
Well, what was that picture you sent us then?
That was the place. That's the front of the place where the press conference happened.
Okay, I'm looking at the wrong picture. Yes, I was looking at the thing with the... Oh, Noah sent that. The picture with the Obama pyramids and the writing I can't read?
Yep.
Oh, mostly I was trying to show you the tweet, which maybe I need to be better at, like, I don't know if there's a way to send just the tweet, but if you click on the image, at the top you'll see Trump's tweet about how he won the election by a lot in all caps.
It's called cropping, and we've had this technology for decades.
Yeah, I was being lazy.
I know, I just needed to poke fun. I just needed to talk a little shit. Oh, yeah. So,
I was watching some of the election, and Anderson Cooper goes, "One election, there are winners and losers." I'm like, "Man, that's how it fucking works every time."
Yeah,
it's not news.
I mean, exactly what we're doing. Really, any zero sum situation does that, unless it allows for ties, in which case the proper description is in any blah blah blah, there are winners or losers or neither.
Which is an even less useful statement than there are winners and losers.
Yes. But it may be more correct. Or in hockey, which has a weird set of rules around it. In hockey, there are winners and there are losers. And sometimes there are ties. And occasionally someone wins in a tie. So someone else didn't quite lose, but someone else definitely won.
Soccer, right? That is also the case in soccer.
Do they do that? I thought if you went in a shootout in soccer that you get like full points and the other team gets
none. There are games during the World fucking Cup that end in a tie.
Yeah.
Sometimes a 0-0 tie.
Yeah.
And somehow you can tie better than the other team and get more points.
Does this make you angry, Tim?
I mean, not really. I don't care. You can do whatever you want with your little kids' games. I don't care. There's another sport that gives you a little jacket for hitting the ball in the hole less times than some, or with less hits than the other person. So you do whatever you do.
I didn't realize like there were all these like big sport events going on. Roberto's watching the NBA finals. I was like, oh, that's happening. And then the World Series is going on. I'm like, oh, that's happening.
Yeah. I mean, many times recently the World Series has snuck up on me. I'm like, oh, that's happening? Like, you know, but like up until like the Dodgers were about to win it, I was like, wait, what? That's still happening?
And I think baseball is being way less safe than basketball. Not way less, but just, yeah. And football, yeah, all the sports did not seem to be doing quite the same as basketball did.
Yeah. I mean, basketball had like a series of rules about like creating this bubble and like nobody's allowed in the bubble and you can't even get like food delivered from outside.
Yeah.
All the rest of that shit. To the point where SNL did a bit about it, a couple of months ago, I think. It's either a couple months ago or yesterday. You know, it's one or the other. they did a bit about it where it was like, basically it was a bunch of hoes trying to like replace basketball players' wives as like the people who are going to be in the bubble. And it was like hoes and wives and whatever, like all trying to make the case for why they should be in the bubble.
Wow.
Like, was it hoes, like prostitute sex workers or like their extramarital affairs?
It was their girlfriends. I shouldn't say hoes, but like they tarted the girlfriends up, like, you know, boobs a poppin', tight dresses,
boobs, you know, talking about,
you know, those boobs that be a poppin',
love you long time, all that stuff.
We love you long time. I mean, yeah, for many years, I felt like I heard the Me So Horny song way before I saw Full Metal Jacket. Is that where it's from?
Is that where it's from?
I think it's
from
Full Metal Jacket. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I had heard the clip. I wasn't allowed to watch Full Metal Jacket, but I'd heard the clip from the movie before I heard the song. And I was like, oh my God, they sampled that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, are we doing our thing this week?
We can. Who's ready? Do you want to start now? Do you want to keep
talking? It made me think of it because of the sampling. And and I was like, well, if we're just getting out there, if we're going to do it, we should start at some point.
Well, I would like to say one more thing.
I feel like we got more things to talk about.
wait, are you saying what's more important than our list of mashups?
You're right. Nothing. Let's get to it.
I have had a couple of people ask me. They're like, oh man, like how happy are you right now? I'm like, I'm fucking furious.
Fast and they were not and ready furious.
For that answer.
Did you say fat and furious, Tim?
No, I said fast and furious.
I'm kidding.
One joke at a time.
You're wonderful. And I love your body.
Oh, no, I am fat.
Not that being fat isn't wonderful.
True.
Oh, it's not. It's not.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because it means you probably ate something delicious.
Oh, I did.
You probably ate it a couple more times than you needed to. actually, let me clarify. No, people are fat just because they overeat or anything. I know it's a genetic, so yeah, I just want to put that out there.
No, I definitely eat too much and move too little. For quite a bit of this pandemic, I've been eating my feelings. So that includes my feelings about the rise of fascism
Skywalker?
In America.
Oh.
Yeah. No, not the rise of Skywalker.
Okay. Well, I know you were disappointed.
Yeah. Not as disappointing as Solo, though, or Phantom Menace.
Really?
Really. Yep.
Huh. All right. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to derail your train of thought. You didn't want
Caitlin,
to talk about Star Wars?
just throwing this out there, what a monster I married. Caitlin likes Solo better than Rogue One. So,
marriage is no longer
salvageable, but...
Andy, well, you can come live with me for a while you go for your divorce.
Okay, that's appreciated. Do you have like a large dog bed in the corner that has, I know spaces.
One of my roommates is moving out, so perfect.
Oh, well. I mean,
everything's Milhouse.
I probably make almost enough money to afford that one bedroom.
Oh no, you make more. We're living large here.
Okay,
not large, but we have rent control. It's super cheap.
Oh, good. Okay.
I mean. Not super cheap compared to the city. Other places, you could probably pay what I'm paying and get like a whole apartment.
Alrighty.
So there's that, in case you were curious.
Okay. Well, I was joking about leaving my wife, but you know, it's good to know the options out there. But yeah, speaking of my wife.
We discovered from you.
Just slapped out my hands like I fucking got this bitch.
I did. I
Not
did.
Today.
I did.
It's my time.
Caitlin noticed yesterday when we were talking about like where we wanted to get dinner from. None of us felt like cooking, like most nights. she noticed that this local restaurant that we've got here that's like, I wouldn't call it like super fancy upscale, but like it's definitely like a step up from, you know, Outback or whatever. And in terms of like the quality of the food there, it's like two or three steps up from Outback. So like, it's a little more expensive and it's a lot better. But it's usually the sort of place that, you know, you can go like have a birthday dinner and easily drop like $50 a person once you're getting like drinks and desserts and everything. So Caitlin's like, oh, like they're on Uber Eats or Postmates or whatever the hell she was using. I think it was Uber. She's like, oh, they're there now. I'm like, cool. I'm like, oh, they still have a reduced menu. And then I just start like flipping through their menu. I'm like, they're on a reduced menu, but they got some of their classics. So Caitlin got their brisket with brown sugar and mustard glaze. I got their bourbon glazed salmon.
What is happening right now? We are hearing your fucking dinner menu from you a couple of days ago.
It was from yesterday.
You know what's even better, Tim? Penis. And
you know what, Tim? Just fucking cut this whole thing. Cut the whole thing.
I already heard the story before you got on.
I know. I was trying to get back around from the end of like how good all this food was to like, and that's why I ate too much of it, and that's why I'm fat. Back to eating my feelings, but I'm realizing now like this has just been too long of a walk. Just cut the whole fucking thing.
No, nope, it's in there. Live with your shame.
Seriously, like
your shame is here.
Eat your shame, Andy. Eat your shame.
Don't eat your shame.
No, seriously, cut this shit.
Nope, no cutting.
Andy,
especially
cut
the
it.
Revelation that Noah had to hear it twice.
He'll cut reveal or if you bring up episode 207. Where is it, Andy? Where you got it?
It's a one-to-one swap.
Well, I'm going to fuck it up, Tim, by just not continuing the story. So
let me tell you, there were some onions involved, and Andy like stole some of Caitlin's brisket, and it was so delicious. He was so happy.
It was – I mean, I don't know that I remember what sex is like, but I'm pretty sure it was like this.
Yes, you said that. Said,
no, I didn't.
No, you said something like that.
I
you
didn't
said
phrase
like,
it that it
like,
way.
All right, you said it was like sex.
It was like sex, yes. I don't know if they fucking smoked their salmon before they grilled it, but oh my God.
Also, he told me about the price of the meal. He's like, it's not like a crazy expensive place, but if you go there, you can spend like $100. It's like about $20 low end for an entree.
You know what? We're all passionate about something, and apparently Andy is passionate about this restaurant.
Oh,
off the I-93.
And I was not like upset hearing about it. I like to hear about food. I love food.
I just thought there was a larger point, and we were taking a while in the weeds. Like, well, you know, you can spend about $50 on a birthday meal per person. I'm like, Andy, come back to us. Where are you now? Where are you? Use your GPS and find this conversation, because you are in the woods somewhere.
There was already bread waiting on
the
table.
We're wasting time on my way back to this is why I'm fat. But yeah, I wasted too much.
They gave us a glass of water. I didn't even have to ask for it. Felt pretty good.
Dude, we don't fucking eat in the restaurant.
Well, yeah, so you got your own water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they doing outdoor seating where you are, Andy?
This definitely, all of this has got to be lost. The place is physically inside.
Well, don't say specifics that have to be lost. Just, do they do outdoor seating there? That's all I asked.
I wanted to give you an actual answer, but Tim can't put this in the show.
No. I just mean in general. Are they doing outdoor seating in places?
Like, not like, this restaurant, in general.
In general, yes, there are places who are doing outside seating. But
gotcha.
In general, most places weren't set up for outside seating, so they're just open. Like it's like all indoor.
Oh, so people are doing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Places that do have patios, like it's not like, oh, well, it's only outside. It's like they'll offer you.
We just started doing indoor seating, and still it's at reduced capacity.
I don't think that we've reduced capacity.
What was that?
Well, because I was thinking, like, places that aren't California, like, it's not as easy to do outdoor seating, I would imagine, because weather is shitty most of the time.
We've had some really gorgeous weather. We have also had a tropical storm blow through, like during the election, or I guess during early voting for the election. We've had days where it's like the days barely got out of the 40s and it was like windy. It is windy as fuck again today. Mother Nature has definitely just been swinging the dials on Georgia for like a month.
What are you laughing about?
That's a funny turn of phrase. Mother Nature's been swinging the dials. Come on. Credit where it's
due. We had like fucking 80 and we had other days that were in the 40s and those weren't far apart. It like you can't just like do laundry and think like, oh, well, like I got to make sure I got a bunch of, clean long sleeve shirts. It's like, no, you may need shorts. You may need a parka.
Yeah, I think most of the city is just like, oh, just bring a jacket with you. It might get cold.
Might. Yeah, it's going to get cold.
Yes, it is.
Not always.
Cold.
It's been cold lately in the house, though. I'm all in my blankets in my bed. Feels so good.
The coldest winter I've ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Quote, which
misattributed to Mark Twain. Yeah.
Misattributed to Mark Twain. Yep.
Can't trust anything anymore.
Nope.
Especially Donald Trump.
Nope.
Boom. Take that, Donald Trump.
Oh, man,
no. In your face. In
I know you're listening to this.
This is his favorite podcast because he spent a lot of time in New Zealand one summer.
Yep.
And someone said, "Hey, have you heard this podcast?
Podcast. One guy really hates you. I don't know what the accent that was."
Speaking of New Zealand.
Matey, welcome to New Zealand. You best start believing in Corona preparation. You're in one.
Hunt for the
I'm
Wilder
so
People.
Stupid.
Speaking of New Zealand. I don't know if you guys have seen Hunt for the Wilder People, but fucking watch it.
Tim really cocked himself up there.
He did.
Not that I was funny, just like, what? Why did my synapses work together to make that blather a reality?
I didn't know where it was going either, but I'm like, all right.
No matter what just went wrong in your brain, you did not just book a landscaping place thinking it was a fucking 4-star hotel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I didn't spend 5 minutes talking about the menu where I ate dinner.
Well, this is also true. Just trying to get back to stupid jokes about being on the TV.
Oh, there's that. There's that. Oh, I texted you guys. Speaking of, I texted you guys about this, and I promised to mention it on the show because I thought you'd enjoy it, especially Noah.
Oh, yeah, the story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we were at the San Francisco Zoo last week, exactly a week ago today. And they have signs everywhere, you know, wear your mask all the time, stay 6 feet apart, wash your hands, all that good stuff. So we were walking through the zoo at one point, we're towards the end of our day, and there's a group that is sort of stopped in the middle of a walkway. They're looking at a map. I don't remember what they're doing, but they were stopped in the middle of the walkway. So we go to walk around them, but because of this, it's a walkway, we cannot stay 6 feet from them. Like there's only so much room on either side of them.
Right,
so
because I'm not giving you room. I give you space.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we passed one. We passed them on the left. Who cares? We passed them. And then one of them says, "You're supposed to keep 6 feet apart." And my wife goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then goes, "Well, maybe if you didn't stop in the middle of the walkway, we'd have 6 feet to pass you." I turned to the people we were with, and I was like, married couples eventually start to act alike.
What did they think of that interaction?
The people we were with?
Yeah.
Loved it. They're like, I'm glad you said something.
Oh, the people you were with. Sorry, I thought you meant you turned to the people. Gotcha.
I turned to the people, the other family we were with, and but the people she said that to slowly moved, like her daughter, I assume, moved her off of the path so that, you know, people could walk by and she wouldn't have to snark at them.
Yeah, it's like what are you doing? Like,
It reminded me of when we were at Macworld and we were coming down the stairs and there was all those people sitting, so we had to walk around them. I was like, yes, stairs seems like a perfectly good place to sit. And I was like, oh, I remember Noah found that hilarious.
I see that so much in the city. It amazes me how people just like, I'm just going to block this area. And it's like, why? What are we doing? Like, Yeah,
some of that is a consequence of, like, the city not wanting to create a bunch of public places to sit so that homeless people don't sit and loiter. And that leaves other people who are like, I just want to sit down and eat my fucking lunch outdoors and not be in the office for like 5 seconds. Well, stairs have multiple levels. So it's like squat on the ground or sit on the stairs.
I think less of that. I've run into less of that and more just people either like taking up the whole, like I don't know how many times, like this is one pet peeve of mine, people who have a dog and they just let the dog just long leash go across the sidewalk.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, fucking reel your dog in. Like, you're not the fucking only one walking. And especially nowadays, like, people just will stop in the middle of the sidewalk or they'll take up the whole space, like the whole sidewalk walking abreast with their friends. And especially nowadays, when you're supposed to keep 6 feet apart, I'm like, hey, maybe just keep it to one side. Like,
I have always solved that by just walking right at the middle of the group.
I mean, I will do that too. I mean, yeah, like if I see a group of people, I'll be like, I'll just walk through them, like, excuse me. Like, yeah. Anyway, huh?
That's so much more polite than my move.
Yeah, I try to be
get
nice.
Get out the way. Get out the
I
way.
Mean,
get
I can't say I've never done something where I impeded someone.
I know.
So I'm not going to be a dick about it usually.
I don't actually do that.
I just Although, do I will say, like when I used to run in, when I worked in Palo Alto, I used to run there. There would be, the VA hospital is nearby. And I would run, like, on the sidewalk. And, like, oftentimes there'd be a group of people coming towards me. And, like, they would just, like, not move. Like, they would be spread out across the whole sidewalk. And, like, eventually they move. But I would sometimes brush against them because I'm like, yeah, fucking move. Like, you don't fucking get to take over the whole sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd, like, wait till the very last second. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, yeah. You wanted me to jump onto the ground? I mean, I could, but it's just, like, just move to one side. It's okay. You don't got to be right next to the other person. Anyhow, should we do our list or shouldn't we not do it?
Is it? It's almost 9 o'clock already.
Do you guys go at 9?
That's true. We got a little late start.
Okay.
Because I had to fix my son's Xbox. And don't worry, Andy, I didn't use a hammer.
Oh, okay.
We both thought the same thing.
Well, no, hammer was actually Noah's line.
Things.
Yeah, Critter do. Noah says, tell him not to use a hammer. I was going to say, don't throw it or something like that.
Yeah, to don't fix it like you did. What did you fix that just fell apart? You posted a picture of it, Tim?
Wait, what?
You were fixing some electronic device at your house, and like you posted some picture of like it in pieces.
Oh yes, it was it was my Dustbuster.
Oh yeah,
I was like, I took it apart. I'm like, well, there it is in a bunch of different pieces. I don't know what I thought I'd do now. Well, actually, my actual thought was James, I think, had taken out the filter and then used it. So I was hoping that like the motor had just been gummed up by stuff that I could just take stuff out and the motor would work again.
Mm-hmm.
So I got down to the motor. I'm like, oh, there was a little bit of stuff, but, and then I took it out. I'm like, nope, still sounds exactly the same. So I'm like, you know what they do? They make these little green pieces of paper with pictures of dead presidents on them. You just hand them to somebody. They'll give you a new Dustbuster. And that's way faster than this.
Some, there's also people who repair them.
Bah.
Tim's like, I don't want to troubleshoot things. I just want to buy whole new things. Buy a new TV.
I mean,
buy
at that point, Lester. I kind of just want to go to the people who repair the things and be like, here, fix it, sell it. I don't give a fuck. Like, I just don't want this in a landfill on me. Like, if you throw it away, that's fine, but that's on you.
At least it was the dirt's on my hands.
Yep. I gave it to someone who I thought might be able to make it better. Kind of like the election.
I was surprised and I guess somewhat disappointed about the things that did not pass in California.
I'm disappointed that that Uber and Lyft managed to buy their way out of being regulated.
That's one of the things.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're never going to be fucking regulated here. So it's like,
we didn't want to bring back affirmative action. Which,
That didn't pass?
I don't think it passed. Yeah, there's a bunch of things where I'm like, really, California? Rent control? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the argument against rent control per se. I mean, it seems like a good thing when I live in a city that's super expensive. But
there's the other side of the equation, which is like, I mean, someone's not getting money, but the question is, do they need that money, or are they just getting way richer than they need to be?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think.
They reject
affirmative action measure. Yeah.
Being a landlord, sorry, I bumped my mic trying to scratch my nose. Being a landlord is like one of the ultimate expressions of capital. It's using money to make money so that you can leverage that money so you can buy more property so that you can use that to make money so you can leverage it so you can buy more property so you can use that to make money. I mean, you know, it works. It's made a lot of people comfortable. It's made a lot of people like fantastically wealthy, but it's not sustainable.
Well, I mean, I guess I wonder what the percentage is. Like, is it like most people are getting rich, 50%, less than that? Like, or is there a way we can structure it in a way where it's like you're not hurting like some person who just owns one house and rents some rooms out? And I don't know if it is hurting, but I'm just, I guess I'm saying probably with all things, one rule is not going to be fair across the board. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like. But yeah, I was like, I'm surprised I didn't pass. It feels like we would want that.
Yeah, but the vast majority of the rent collected is collected by large private owners or by large corporations.
Gotcha. I mean, my place is not, so yeah, but that's my only kind of it's owned by a dude.
Yeah. When I saw the results coming in and I realized, like, how off the polls were again, which again, I don't know if this is a bunch of undecideds or shy Trump voters or, you know, fundamental problems in polling when you're dealing with, closet fascism. When I saw how many people, it's like 70 million, I think now, people have voted for Trump. So it's like almost 10 million more people than voted for him last time. People ask me like, oh man, you must have been really happy about the results now that Biden's winning. I'm like, no, I'm fucking furious. I am furious about the results because that's tens of millions of people who saw the chaos and the lies, the stupid lies. Like during the debate, like insulin is as cheap as water, who saw the corruption, like, oh, dude hasn't released his taxes, but we got them anyway. And look at all this fucking malfeasance. Oh, look, we found a bank account in China that suddenly made more money in the first year that he was president. And he took, $15-25 million out of it. And like, that was a bigger payment than that bank account had seen in the five previous years combined. So it's like, he is definitely getting paid by foreign governments. Like there's no question about this. You saw that. It was on the news. Everyone saw it. Anyone who's on it, who's diabetic knows that insulin isn't as fucking cheap as water. The fucking Sharpie it's like the Four Seasons thing, but it was just so fucking stupid. He said, watch out Alabama. And they said this was never going towards Alabama. So he took an official fucking map and a Sharpie and drew on it and acted like we couldn't see that he had drawn on it with a goddamn fucking Sharpie. And people saw that and they picked up the pen and they voted for him in greater numbers than they did 4 years ago. They could have been blind, stupid, or ignorant 4 years ago, but they're not anymore. And they're still fucking voting for him.
He's hulking out.
So I'm furious.
He's wearing purple shorts right now.
So believe me when I say that brisket with the brown sugar and the mustard was the emotional highlight of my week. It fucking was.
Penis.
So I posted on – Andy won't have seen this because he's not on Facebook. I posted on Facebook, just so you know, 60 million of you are trash.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Which I did not expect to be the most controversial thing said on Facebook this week. But people like one of my own cousins is like, oh, thanks, cuz. Nice to know we can disagree and still be respectful. I was like, you can go get fucked.
Yeah. We can disagree. This is about whether fascism is fucking okay. Fuck all you.
Right. All right. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, Caitlin asked if I'm mad at my family. He's in South
Carolina. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I am. I don't blame them for Tennessee. Their votes weren't going to matter. Tennessee was still going to do that. But they're part of it. They're fucking part of it. They saw the same shit I did, and they closed their eyes and stopped their ears to fucking fact so that they could do this.
So after a number of people has been like, oh, and then somebody else who is more on the left than the right said, you know what, this isn't helping. Like, we're just, you know, just telling the other side to fuck off is not going to get us together to move forward as a nation. I'm like, you're probably right, but today is not the day to tell me that. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not in that headspace right now. But then somebody else chimed in. They're like, well, I can't believe you would do this. And I'm like, fine. If you see it now, it says, just so you know, 60 million of you are edited people I disagree with strongly and am very disappointed in. And then I put a comment underneath there. I fixed the most offensive thing that's been posted on Facebook in the last 24 hours. Oh, and then my new favorite hashtag, let the fucking healing begin.
I mean, if it can be healed, that's great. If they can come back to fucking reality, this isn't coming around to not being conservative. This is coming back to goddamn fucking reality. If they can do that, that's fine. But I'm not going to be the one to lead them there. I have tried. I've cajoled. I've shown proof. I've shown evidence. People aren't fucking listening to reality, and that's on them. So you know what?
Chicken butt.
You got diabetes, and you can't afford your insulin, and you vote for the motherfucker who lies and says it's as cheap as water, and you can't afford it, and you fucking die? You did that to yourself. Fucking die.
Ooh, that's a little harsh.
He put the die in diabetes.
But you know what? These people are actively making this country and this world worse for me and worse for my son. And the sooner they're fucking gone, if they're better, they're better. That's great. I will celebrate it. I will. But I can't fix them. And if they won't be fixed, then they can fucking die and get out of my goddamn way.
They made drugs legal in Oregon.
That's good. That's positive. That's progress. I will celebrate that. I will celebrate every win that is better for humanity, because I'm not saying that going out and doing a bunch of meth is a good idea. It's not. That is not a recreational thing you should be doing. But I am saying that that is a sickness and it needs to be treated as such. And decriminalization is a big part of that. So I absolutely applaud that. Georgia passed a measure. Our fucking state courts had decided that the government could never be sued because the government had like utter immunity unless it deigned to be sued. So unless the government gave approval for itself to be sued, it could not be sued for anything. So like no injunctions, no suits for damages, none of that. And this is. it's weird because I figured that even though, you know, theoretically, the right is not pro big government, that was conservative judges who decided that. And it was a very like conservative, no fuck you authoritarian kind of thing. And the state came together and passed a ballot measure by an overwhelming majority. It was like 75 to 25 or some shit like that. It should have been higher. But it was overwhelming, which is good. I'll take it. To say nope, sorry, still fucking accountable to the people. So yes, there are rays of light in this. But tens of millions of people voted for an obvious fascist, a liar, a crook, a con man, and not even a fucking clever one. The kind that is going to wind up at the wrong goddamned Four Seasons in Philadelphia.
So, things are going great.
Things are cool over here.
Well, things will be cool here in around January 6th or 7th. Or they won't be, but at least they'll know.
I gotta say, solid meme work over the last day, few days, America. There have been some great memes.
There have been.
Did you watch Biden's like speech and the fireworks show afterwards?
I did not.
So
They use drones, which I not know was a thing they could do to like make like words and stuff. Biden just looked so wild. He was just like, whoa. Like, I don't know, just cracked me up. He just was like,
what? Wasn't it the Super Bowl like 2 Super Bowls ago that they did that?
I think I missed it.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a thing for a while now.
Yeah.
The Olympics definitely, like the last Summer Olympics definitely had that.
Yeah, they definitely did. I just, I just didn't watch and like didn't know. I was like, oh that's
wait, no,
cool.
Maybe it was winter. I don't remember. It was, yeah, it was
Biden
also
looked equally as impressed as I did. He was just like, whoa.
Which is, it's, yeah. It's going to be nice having a goddamn human being as our president again.
But like, so, back to the memes. I saw so many repurposings of the portal scene from Endgame.
Yes.
I mean, Andy sent us one, but like one of them was just like, there was just the scene with the caption, mail-in ballots be like.
Yep. I think I saw that one too. But the one that I sent you guys.
No one's going to take our democracy away from us.
When John Lewis shows up and they've got the audio of him saying, you got to get into good trouble. I broke down a little.
I'm not gonna lie, that got me a little misty eyed.
Yep.
But then they immediately ruined it because Sean Connery was there. I was like, what has he got to do with anything?
I know. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Sean Connery's allowed on. They need something
but
small
and
hairy.
What was Elon Musk doing in the Iron Man armor? Get out of there.
I saw that. I'm like, nope.
There are many billionaires that were more on our side than there are probably not many, but there are billionaires more on our side than Elon fucking Musk.
Yeah, you want to put Warren Buffett in that Iron Man armor? That's pretty much the only one I would allow. I mean, George Soros, you know what? For maximum trollage, put George Soros in the Iron Man armor.
Yeah, but nobody would recognize him.
It doesn't matter. The few people who would be super triggered about it, and that would be awesome.
Ironically, it'd be like the kid from Iron Man 3 in the actual Endgame. No one would recognize him.
Yeah. that is true. Gotta look him up afterwards.
We did it.
We did something, but we're not done.
No, we're done. Yeah, we're
we
fucking
fixed
wrap
everything.
It up. Okay. Oh, I meant with this episode.
Yeah.
We got female vice president. What else do you need?
Female president?
The Senate?
Nah.
The Senate.
So, Joe's got to get those things lopped off.
Not joking. The Senate.
Yes, we got you, buddy.
Yeah, I was joking.
Swing the Senate in this podcast.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm just saying.
You need to check in with Stacey Abrams and what she needs you to do, not of us.
Oh yeah, no, that's Monday. Oh, I did. I may have texted you guys about this. I did get my hand slapped at work.
yes, you did.
All I did was. Remind people, maybe too much, but remind people that voting is important, that people are trying to prevent them from voting, that people have died and been beaten, like people have bled and died to get them that vote, and that there's a moral imperative to vote. And yeah, boss came in and was like, no more voting talk. All right, but I regret fucking nothing.
So... around this time 4 years ago is when the election was being called for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote on Facebook, Facebook reminded me of these like on this day. And one of them was, I had written, what are the odds that Trump gives an acceptance speech that really unifies us? Reaching out to the people who are scared of him. Hashtag slim. And so today I shared that memory with narrator. The odds were zero.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
They were not more than a zero.
So that's Tancast for this week.
Oh, one thing I was going to say.
No, it's not. It's not Tancast for this week. This is the pause before it's Tancast for this week. Penis.
I've been reading Trump's tweets, and he keeps talking about people doing mail-in ballots. And I'm like, what? That's a good thing, dude. Like, that's what we want. Like,
he voted mail-in. He can suck both my nuts.
He's like, Philadelphia got sent a bunch of mail-in ballots they asked for. I'm like, that's fine. It's okay. They used them and didn't vote for you. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that was another meme. That meme where the I can't think of what his name is. The guy who was like, how could you say something so controversial and yet so brave?
Yeah.
And also the one where he's running at the fence and says, let me in. I can't remember that guy's name, that comedian. But it's another meme that I often use of him shooting Hannibal Buress in a seat. And the
Eric Andre.
Thank you.
Yep.
The caption of him shooting him says, Trump shitting on mail-in ballots. And then the next phrase is, why are there no mail-in ballots for me? You told your voters not. You told your supporters not to vote mail-in, and guess what? They didn't.
Yeah, Josh Gad. I'm not going to remember it, and I'm too lazy to look it up right now. But Josh Gad had an amazing tweet from earlier in the week, and it was, it basically was, it's looking like Joe Biden's going to win, and you're going to hear a lot from Republicans because they absolutely cannot believe that fucking with the Postal Service and telling people that mail-in ballots, that mail-in votes were illegal and doing nothing to contain the pandemic. So, and voter suppression for decades. It was like this laundry list of like all the shit that they've done to try to steal this election. And now we've got surprise Pikachu face from them that it didn't work. So they it's not that they can't believe they lost. It's they can't believe that they did all that shit to us.
it wasn't enough.
We
thought we really like got it there, fucking everything up.
Yeah. Yeah. I also love the memes about like if we'd stolen this election.
Yeah. We would have flipped the Senate, jackasses.
Yeah.
There's would've no way we would have left Lindsey Florida. Fucking Graham in charge.
Yeah. Florida, Texas, fucking Maine.
Fucking Maine.
Iowa? Yeah.
It's a good t-shirt. Fucking Maine.
Fucking Maine. They saw her. They knew it. They voted her back in.
Remember, never trust Donald Trump's tweets.
Oh, man. How long after January 20th do you think Twitter's going to leave him on the platform? Facebook will leave him there forever because Facebook is all about lies. Facebook was actually caught like blocking and lowering traffic to left wing.
What's happening right now?
I'm sorry. There's a lot of shit happening, Tim, and I don't have any more of that bourbon glazed salmon.
Well, you know what?
I ate it all last night.
I'll DoorDash it to you. I'll get you some more. In the meantime, not today, Andy. Ending the show.
Nope. No, you know what? Tim, not today, yes. Trump, with a second term.
Okay, that works. Is that your? Are you stealing my catchphrase this week?
I am. I'm stealing your catchphrase. Tim, what do you hate? It can be me.
No.
I know what Tim hates.
What do I hate?
You hate people who block up the walkway and then get snippet at you for walking in.
I do hate that.
Oh man, that was like a multi-pass layup assist.
All right, we all fumbled and bumbled our way through our closing. Good
we
night.
Did. You know what?
Chicken butt.
At least we didn't wind up at the wrong four fucking seasons.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Tim, please.
Tell me now.
Please name this episode Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Why not?
Getting some free advertisement? New Zealand was going to use them.
I just texted it to the group chat, so we'll all remember.
Unfortunately, the group chat will go away as soon as I start downloading them.
No. But, text.
He texted.
The Underwear Underwear Testing Association.
That shit doesn't help.
Oh.
You gotta
What do I got to do, Tim? What do I got to do to put you in a convertible?
Today.
Hang on. Let me log into the site.
Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. Today.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to stop recording while I log into the site so we can start saving this.
Oh, yeah.
This beautiful gem of a podcast.